Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's kind of a question I asked earlier, but I'm going to ask it again. How many of you have ever not taken all of your allotted vacation days? Yeah, I typically don't take all mine either. You're given time off, and for whatever reason you didn't take the time off, it doesn't make sense, but we do it. And, you know, as Americans, we work something like over 1,800 hours a year more than workers in every other industrialized nation. And we get a lot less vacation than they do as well. And we take less of what we're given. 42% of working Americans don't take any vacation at all. 61% get it, but they don't take all of it. They're working when they should be playing. Most American workers don't collect all that they are entitled to. Fortune magazine said that the average American worker leaves about 5 paid vacation days on the books every year. They don't take it. And if the company isn't buying back those days, then you're actually paying the company to go to work. Think about that for a moment. I wouldn't do that. There are probably many, many reasons for that, but many Americans just do not like to take time off. I'm not one of them. You know, I love vacations. I try to take as many as I can afford. You know, whether they be on a cruise ship with bad food or a driving vacation somewhere. You know, we've driven all over this country, and we enjoy it because we need vacation. We need to get away from the stress of life and work. We need to get away from the news of the day, which, of course, is mostly not good. And what we really are, we're overwhelmed. And when we add that to the normal stress of our jobs, family, just life in general, we become exhausted. Overwhelmed and exhausted is not a healthy way to live our lives. And this isn't anything new. Jesus knew all about the importance of resting from our labors. He kept finding ways to give his disciples the rest that he knew that they needed. But the people with needs came to them anyway. They didn't care about the fact that the disciples needed rest, that Jesus needed rest. And they never had a moment to rest. You know, Jesus had them get into the boat and sail to the other side of the sea so that they could rest there. You know, when he made it safely to land, there was already a crowd there waiting for them. Because people now started to recognize them. You know, and they started to recognize not only Jesus, but the disciples. Because they had already shown that they had the power through God to heal as well. So people started bringing all their loved ones there for anything that they needed. And miracle after miracle was occurring. The impossible was happening. The crowds were getting bigger and bigger. And this was all done in full view of the disciples. And they still didn't have a moment to rest. You notice everyone else here didn't get any rest. There's somebody else here didn't get any rest either, and that was Christ himself. Everywhere he went, he was hounded. He was needed. It's, you know, it's flattering when people come to us and ask for our expertise, our knowledge, our abilities. And we genuinely wish to help them if we can. Because helping others in need is almost the very definition of what it is, what it means to be a Christian. But the Jesus and his disciples were so busy helping others that they could not find the opportunity or the leisure to even have a meal together. They're sacrificing their own nutrition, their own health, and their service to others. They're setting themselves up to be a classic case of burnout. It's tough when you really need a little bit of rest and relaxation and you can't get it. Jesus and his disciples knew what that was like. The disciples had just returned from their first solo missions, and they were very successful. They had much information to to share with Jesus and the other disciples about all their experiences. But Jesus could tell that their exertions had actually worn them out. And that they needed some time away to rest, to relax. They needed some solitude. So he suggested, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while. Yeah, how did that work out for them? So Jesus and his disciples sailed off to get some time alone away from the crowds, and perhaps they were looking forward to having some time just to talk to each other about their experiences together. No, that didn't happen. But Jesus believed in balancing life, balancing your needs of work and rest and worship and time spent with family and friends. He tried to take them away from the crowds for just a little while. But this is one vacation that was never going to happen. Even while they were still aboard the boat, people on shore knew who they were, and word spread quickly. Jesus is here. So the crowds gathered. By the time they disembarked, there was already big crowds. And Jesus and his disciples were not at all seeking to be famous. That's the last thing Jesus wanted. But their ministry was attracting a lot of attention anyway. So they couldn't exactly get away and rest as Jesus had intended for them to do. And now I'm sure that many of you have experienced what it's like to have your vacation interrupted. It's very frustrating. And I'm sure that when the disciples saw the crowds waiting for them, I'm sure their hearts sank a little bit. They probably felt like a modern celebrities who have to beg reporters, just let me finish my meal before you bother me. Let me get away from you for a day. Just don't come around. But Jesus, he didn't seem to be annoyed at all. He took it all in stride. In fact, he stayed there with the crowd and taught them. You know, maybe he knew why the crowd was there to see him. Let's try to take a look at this from their point of view, though. There was something about Jesus that made people want to be near him. And it wasn't just the healing. There was something missing in their lives and they couldn't obtain it through their day-to-day living. They're looking for something better. They're looking for something, and they sensed that only Jesus had the key to what they needed. They were hungry for what he had to offer. Do you know someone who still hungers like that? Do you know someone who's stumbling through life looking for the road to happiness, but looking in all the wrong places? Do you know somebody who's hungering for what Jesus alone has to offer? Someone who longs for what we've already discovered in our own lives? If so, then we are being called to service. We are being called just as the disciples were. Our time for rest is needed, but service in Jesus' name always takes precedence. Jesus showed us how to do it. We just need to follow his perfect example. And that's why today I pray that you would always remember that Jesus displayed a lifestyle that's always the correct one. I pray that you would learn that we really are our brother's keepers. And we should go when we are called. We should go when Jesus calls us to be a blessing to others. Others who are struggling with the storms of life. Whatever they might be. And ours are all different. Most of all, I pray that you would never be too overwhelmed or exhausted to help someone who needs you or needs to be led to Jesus. Amen. So God bless you today, and God bless you with the power of Christ. Amen.